I've had some very thoughtful posts on Clark Stinks where people feel that when I've strayed into anything involving the public health issues or medical, that I'm way outside of my zone and that I'm really out of line. And I have taken that to heart and I appreciate that. But you've heard me talk about public health more than you ever could have imagined you'd hear from me, because coronavirus became an economic problem by first being a public health issue, obviously. And so there are things that have worked in other countries that you've heard me talk about. As an example, countries that have done extensive testing that's been very systematic, and then following that up with tracing who might have been exposed, and then going the next step of isolating those who have it but are symptomless, have been the countries that have been able to do the best at, you know, reining in coronavirus. Well, I wanted to tell you that there is something very promising that is working very well in tests here in the United States and also in Great Britain, that is an app that is fascinating because it allows scientists to track coronavirus faster than public health authorities can do so. And it is so simple, it's amazing. I've been using this app. There was an extensive write-up in the journal Nature Medicine, which is an offshoot, I guess, of Nature. Anyway, and this app found that it was able to predict whether somebody was going to develop coronavirus with 80% accuracy. Now, it's unreal how successful it's been. They've also been able to figure out who is the likeliest individual to, what are the likeliest symptoms an individual will have leading into having coronavirus. You know, we've heard over the months about the dry cough and all that. That didn't even make the top things that they found that people self-report they've had who later turned out to have it. And the number one predictor, loss of taste and smell by far, followed by extreme fatigue and extreme muscle pain. Now, this app is all self-reported stuff. Go to the Apple Store or the Google Play Store and download the COVID Symptom Study. That's, believe it or not, the name of the app.